This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Eight law officers were shot earlier this week, serving a warrant at a home in Charlotte, North Carolina. U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. When you think about law enforcement, how it all fits together, excuse me, I'm still having issues with my voice. You think about how it all fits together, you know, how the marshals will work with local law enforcement, will work with the sheriff's department, will work with, you know, whatever, the FBI. It's really interesting how they all fit, how the pieces fit together. But anyway, they assembled this U.S. Marshals Task Force. They're going to go after some guy. And eight officers get shot. Three of them were killed. So they were split, four and four. Four with the U.S. Marshals Task Force, four with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. One of the marshals was killed and three of the local folks were killed. It's unbelievable, the tragedy that occurs. What a commitment you make. And the majority of police officers never fire their weapon, at least at a criminal. They fire it to make, you know, the mark, but they don't fire it at a criminal. There are a handful of them that are always putting themselves in harm's way. And here, three people died, eight of them injured. I always tell people, the injured sometimes are the ones that you really forget about. Three of them died. Yeah, but what about one left brain dead or paralyzed? When we made the film Bleeding Blue, and I really encourage you to go look at this film, bleedingbluemovie.com. It was for this reason. Police have a target on their backs. It's been for a long time, but it's certainly during the time of the Obama administration when this thing got put on steroids. People hate the police. They seem to forget that these are human beings with family and friends, and believe it or not, people who love them. And I don't mean like Joe Biden kind of love, where you shower with your daughter and you prop up your crackhead son and you buy their love. I'm talking about they have people that genuinely love them. This is not an occupation that should be reviled. It's an occupation that should be, you know, people should revel in it, to use another art word. They should be very revered, I think it was the word I was looking for. Yeah, instead of reviled, they should be revered. But these guys got killed, man, serving a warrant. How sad is that? I mean, and think about the show of force. They had eight guys there. Two other individuals were in the home, but the guy that they were going after, he killed himself. Convicted. This guy had been convicted for as a felon, and he was a felon in possession of a firearm. I mean, think about that. How many folks... By the way, this article doesn't tell you whether these guys were black, white, or whatever, but I'm going to tell you with 100% certainty that the people we're talking about here were black. If they were white, there'd be a picture of them. You'd know their name. It would be Billy Bob something or whatever. It's North Carolina, after all. Felon and conviction... for being a felon in possession of a firearm. And apparently, I'm guessing here, but when they walked up, dude just started shooting. How could you pick off three of them that fast? You know, you shoot eight people. Were there more than that? Were there more than eight? I hope so. Because if not, man, this dude was a marksman. He was a sniper. Because, I mean, once the shooting starts, people start to duck. Other officers, you know, start reaching for weapons, looking, getting behind cars and trees and other barricades. This guy shot 8 of them, killed 3 of them. One of the guys said it was the most tragic shooting he's been involved in. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper posted, "Our hearts are with the families and co-workers of officers in today's brutal attack, including 2 State Department of Adult Corrections officers who were working with the U.S. Task Force who were shot and killed." How sad is that? I put all these tragic deaths on the at the hands of the bloody hands of leftists. See, they always talk about the legal guns. Legal guns, the guns. And they're talking about people that hold these guns legally. This guy, I probably never should have been out of jail. First of all, why do I say that? I say that because if a person is willing to shoot at cops, what do you think he's willing to do to you? This is so tragic. 3 people are not going home to their families. Grieving folks. I don't know whether they're male or female or whatever. But the children, grieving as well for those that had kids. Losing a parent in the line of duty. Look, they sign up for it. I get it. But I will bet you, you don't have to peel back too far to know it was a preventable tragedy. How does this guy get out, go to where, first of all, how does he get out? And I don't know what the statute of limitations were on his deal. But he gets out of jail, and then the first thing he does, he goes and gets firearms. And I don't know who narked on him or what he did, but they knew he had them. And then 3 people lose their lives over it. 5 people have their lives changed dramatically. I don't know very many people that get shot that it doesn't change things. In all honesty, I don't know very many people who've been shot. I know my uncle has. I know one of my cousins has been shot. One of my other cousins, he was shot and killed, and nobody's lost a minute's worth of sleep over him, Burl Jr. So I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I know this. The little I do know about it and the physics of the bullet, I don't want to get shot. If I'm getting shot, I want it to be mafioso. Come up behind me, boop, lights out, I don't even know. What a tragedy. And Joe Biden's going to come up. It'll be about gun control. It certainly won't be about protecting law enforcement, because leftists don't even know how to do that. How sad. I'm glad we made the film Bleeding Blue. I hope you check it out, pass it along, buy a cop a ticket so they can see that somebody cares. Somebody was willing to make a movie about them and the realities they face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Jewish students not allowed to go to classes. I saw a video of a young guy, and these kids dressed up in, you know, what looks like what I call terrorist outfits, but Palestinian garb. I've never seen so many students wearing that garb. I don't know who's selling it, but they're making millions of dollars from all these aristocrat elitist white kids who are paying exorbitant amounts for educations that they're not getting, for indoctrination, and they are protesting on behalf of terror organizations and won't let a Jewish kid go to his class. He's like, I pay tuition here. I don't know what the issue is that's going on around the world. It isn't my issue. At this university, I paid my tuition, I should be able to go to class. And they're standing there. Now, if it were me, I'd have beat the dog doo-doo out of them. I'm just telling you right now, I would have attacked one of them so viciously that no one would ever dare stop me again. I would make them put their hands on me so I could do it. I would tell you, I'm going. If anybody touches me on my way to go to my class, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to hurt you badly.
And that's all you got to say. And they get in your way, it's over. It's kind of like this rule. People are, you know, they go into the traffic. They do these human chains when people are just trying to get to work. Look, my fight is not, I'm not getting you involved in my fights. I'm not stopping you from doing whatever you do. What if I went into every class, every time something upset me, and I just went, and man, the black man can't get nothing, and I just started raising heck and disrupt the class at universities. What would they do to me? You think I'd be allowed to do it? Could I chain myself to a desk or human chain, nothing happened? Or would I get arrested? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Oh yeah, I'm a radical. I would run you over. If you're in the middle of the street and I'm trying to get somewhere, I'm going to give you a fair warning. I'm going to videotape it and say, look, I've got to get to work. I don't have anything going on with you. We have no personal beef. You need to get out of the way or I'm going to run you over. And I would have it on video. Oh, Kevin, you ended up in jail. Okay. Somebody's got to take the stance. I know, Kevin, you're a radical. You're a radical. Many of you are going, yeah, I did. I'd want to do it, but I wouldn't do it. I know. We have a lot of people that want to do stuff. And that's why they disrupt our lives. Go to Portland. Look at the outcome of that city. A city that no one would ever believe could become that. And look at what Antifa has done to that city. Look at what the cancer of leftism has done to every college campus across this country that have white kids pretending to be terrorist lovers. They don't even know. They couldn't spell Gaza if you put a gun to their head. Certainly couldn't find it on a map. Half of them can't read, can't write, have no ability to comprehend, no critical thinking. And yet they want to go out there and march on behalf of the Palestinians. Oh, my gosh. This is what these people do. Day in and day out is come up with this stuff. That's why we have 71 different genders and all this pronoun nonsense. It's because there's nobody willing to say, you know what, I'll be your parent. I was at a party and a bunch of these same little leftist pukes brought up some subject. And I said, all of you are a bunch of idiots. Oh, who are you? How do you talk like that? And I said, you know what? Nobody has to listen to you. Nobody has to listen to you. This was, I think, right prior to Trump getting elected. Indy 500 party. Screw you. We're for Hillary. Then be for Hillary. You idiots. I feel like Jim Carville. We played a clip of Jim Carville going, all these people, I know what they do. But in our case, we happen to be right. How can you be a leftist, look at what's going on in the world objectively and go, I'm okay with that. I don't think that it exists. I think these are people that, you know what makes them the worst people, in my opinion, in the world? They are so wanting to be liked, so want to get along. That is the way Nazism started. That's the way every major thing starts. The majority of the people look at this stuff and go, that's idiotic. Nobody's going to fall for that. And suddenly, everybody keeping their mouth shut suddenly doesn't want to say anything. Look at Hollywood. Hollywood was dominated by conservatives, but nobody wanted to say anything. The minute that leftism started to take over, the little cancer that could, and suddenly Hollywood is owned by nothing but cancer-causing leftists. You can't make a movie in that place without it having some form of cancer in it. You're going to love the transsexuals. I don't mean you're going to like them. Yeah, I mean you're going to tolerate them. You're going to love them. And they're going to be the heroes. They're going to get the best parts. They're going to, whatever. Look, I have nothing against transsexuals. Nothing. Except what I will tell you is they're freaks. I was going to go into the colleges and universities, but I want to go into this first. This is an article about hiring the woke, and it's called Snowflake Work Habits. And one of the things that struck me was, I don't know who was writing the article. It's on The Spectator, and there's a lot of anti-Trump and all that. But this particular article caught my eye because he gave examples. And he goes, this is a legitimate example. He says, one rather excellent young woman seemed perfect. This is for a job he was advertising for. He says, at least until I asked her to alphabetize my contacts. She did so. By alphabetizing 1,000 people by their first names. I asked her, and trust me, as gently as I could, where she had ever seen this done before. She told me that this is how she organized her own contacts. I dared to correct her. I sent her back to redo the task. Her eyes glistened with unshed tears. I love the way he put that. Because she didn't quite cry, but he could tell it had hurt her feelings. He said, her head snapped back a bit. From then on, she started to make a series of typing and cognitive errors. And when I told her that she had to correct them, she seemed to experience it as an insult. She wrote that it had been an honor, in quotes, to work with me, but that she could no longer bear the, quote, constant attacks. This same woman would suddenly announce that she needed to take the next day off. And when I asked her to make up the lost time over the weekend, she said that I was treating her like an indentured servant. Another very smart college grad made an unfortunate mistake. It seems to have spooked her. I assured her that it was not a big deal, that we could deal with it, but I saw that it was eating away at her. I did not know this, but she had begun to leave her coat and her bag by the front door just in case she had to run out suddenly. Her mistakes seemed to have shamed her, and she feared that I, quote, might yell at her, and that is something she could not bear. What in God's name is all this girlish fragility about? Had my reputation preceded me to such a degree with these young women wanting to please me so much, had me to think so well of them that when they felt they failed me, they had to run away? This is the world that leftism has built. It claims to empower women. This is the outcome.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Biden administration intends to reclassify marijuana, relaxing restrictions across the country. An interim rule is set to reclassify the drug to a less strict category, joining the likes of Tylenol and steroids. This marks the first change since the enactment of the Controlled Substances Act over 50 years ago. The judge in the New York versus Trump trial in Manhattan has granted former President President Trump permission to attend his son Barron's high school graduation in Florida next month. Judge Ron Merchan told the court that he didn't think the May 17th date of the graduation was a problem. It's not clear if Trump just won't be in court that day or if the trial won't be happening on that Friday. Barron Trump goes to a private high school near Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about the cancer of leftism, and that cancer, there's no better place to look at it and study it than colleges and universities. Put one in your town, and you will watch your town get destroyed. It's very fortunate there are schools like Hillsdale, which the town of Hillsdale is, the college is all, what it's all about. But that one, I mean, there's only a few of these beacons out there. The rest of them, I'm telling you, look at what's going on at Columbia University. It's insane. What changed to make this happen? Look, think about this. This is like what black folks and Michael Brown Jr. They said, well, Kevin, Michael Brown Jr. got shot or whatever, man. You need to get involved, whatever. What? I'm going to get involved because some crazy thug got himself killed. If every time a black man does something stupid and gets himself killed, I'm supposed to go riot? I'm supposed to go get crazy? This is when you have to start waking up and understanding the group, the politics of the group, the politics of the horde, the masses, the mob is not the way we run the country or should we run the world. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. A terror group attacks Israel. And the bastions of higher learning and tolerance prove who they really are. That they are the most intolerant, racist, anti-Semitic people on the planet. It is time to fire the faculty at these places. The people who come up with the stupid ideas that allow this type of racism and anti-Semitism and all the misogyny, misandry, all to occur under the guise of academia. Columbia professors linked arm in arm in solidarity for terrorists? These people support racist, bigot, anti-Semites just for starters. They've trained an entire generation of people to hate this country. Shame on them. Visit a college campus and you've entered the hotbed of leftism. Oh, they accept all races, creeds, and sexualities. It is a total freak show of the mosaic of the world. It's got everybody. I mean, liberal, conservative, leftist, righty, you name it. Many of them keep their mouths shut. They don't say anything. They just go, get their educations, and they leave. These are the conservatives for the most part. The lefties are out there waiting for the next thing. They got nothing better to do. They're living on trust funds or mommy and daddy's money. Or they just want a virtue signal and fit in. And so you can do everything you want out there. They will invite every single group in until you profess your conservatism. Your kids go there. If your kids aren't strong enough to withstand it and say, you know what, I don't care what you think, I'm a conservative, that's that. How many kids do you think will do that? They want to get invited to the parties. They want to, you know, hang out with the cool kids or whatever. Or how many of your kids are there just to get their education? Maybe they find somebody that's marriage material that they don't need to hang with all the time. But can they just go there, be who they are, and get out of there okay, unscathed? Do you really believe that? I have a youngster who is a staunch conservative. He is going to struggle in college. I'm going to tell him right now, don't even spit your ideology unless it's in your face. Unless they get in your face and challenge you on it, just leave it alone. Let them just say whatever. You have to train your kids this way. If it were me, I tell you right now, I would go there. I would raise holy ruckus. I wouldn't give a crap. But I've got a lot more years of experience handling that. The reason why we don't do it, we don't want our kids to do it, is because we don't want them to get hurt. We don't want them to feel the cancel culture. But somebody's going to have to start. I'm willing to sacrifice myself. I've done it. But I don't know that I'm willing to sacrifice my son. He's as staunchly conservative as I am. He knows when it's stupid. We have conversations. He's like, Dad. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a white guy at our school that runs not the NAACP, but the Black Students Union. A white kid is over the Black Students Union at his school. Couldn't believe it. So, universally, we're hated. And these colleges and universities, they don't filter. You can't get tenure unless you do what they tell you. So, am I upset that their chickens are coming home to roost? Look, I feel for the Jewish kids at these campuses, but I would say to these Jewish kids, how long has this been going on? I'll tell you, true story. I was going to speak at a campus Republicans event in Illinois. I go to this campus. I would say there were 20 kids that I spoke to. There was a Palestinian protest. This was 6, 7, 8 years ago. There was a Palestinian protest of Jews. The Jews had done nothing. But there was a Palestinian protest of Jews on campus that day. And I was looking at all the signs that were up, you know, down with the Jews. And I'm like, whoa. And they're like, yeah, today the Palestinian kids are protesting Israel. That's what the Republicans, the campus Republicans said. It's like, okay. Here's what, I don't think you've seen the campus Jews protesting Palestinians. Or, you know, whatever they call it. I've never seen that protest, but I've certainly seen it the other way. Israel's got a lot on their plate. Maybe they got too much, but I haven't seen a bunch of Israelis protesting the Palestinians. They protest when they get bombed and they want to strike back. But I haven't seen it. And it makes me wonder, you know, it seems to be very one-sided. I'll put it that way. Fire those faculties. Fire those professors that linked arm in arm. There are many others out there ready to fill the slots. And I'll make you a bet. I bet you they're better than those others. I bet you they are better professors. What happened to the people that wanted to mold young minds by making them think? I went through an engineering curriculum. I know what an electron's going to do. I know the makeup of the atom. So I didn't have to deal with a lot of that stuff. And maybe it kept blinders on. I know of a couple things that happened on my campus when there would be black issues in the city of Dallas. And they had a camera come out one day and they were looking for black people to say something negative about SMU. And I watched black guys. I was sitting right in front of Dallas Hall. Just watching, and they would say something to the black people, and they would walk off like, whatever. They couldn't get anybody to say anything negative, and then they finally got the right person, and you should have seen this reporter like, roll, get the camera rolling. And I just chuckled. I remember chuckling. This was when I was in college. In other words, a long time ago. And the media couldn't get a story, so it created one. It kept asking. Must have asked 8 or 10 blacks. And then finally, one of them goes, yeah, I'll give you what you want. That's media. I should have recognized it then, but I didn't. I wasn't plugged in. I was there for an engineering degree. I knew something was up, though, because I was observant. I've talked to many people now. about their colleges, their alma maters. And I was talking to one guy. He said he donates a ton of money to Harvard. He's ex-Harvard. And he's, Kevin, Harvard's doing this, that. This is when Harvard had a black-only graduation. And I said to him, I said, you're feeding the beast, man. You're feeding, staunch conservative guy. And I go, you're feeding the beast. It's not the way you want to do this. And he goes, yeah, but, and you know what it boiled down to? He wouldn't get invited to the event if he didn't give money. He wanted to go, and I'm sure it was a great networking thing for him. But that was it in a nutshell. It was a social thing. And he wanted to remain part of it. And what's funny, the guy that kind of got me tipped off to how you stay on the alumni thing is give them money. Give them money, boy. It's like you get pursued like you're at a gentleman's club buying overpriced drinks and girls wanting to, solicit table dances. It's insane. Mr. Jackson, you gave $5,000to your mama. What can we do? We need to get you here so we can get more money out of you. And it becomes an elixir because you go there, they're fawning all over you. You feel like you're a blue chip athlete being recruited. Now, I'm telling you what happened when Buddy Mighty, he probably gives $1 million a year. And you know what he says? I'm a little fish. One of his friends gave $150 million to the University of Chicago. Luckily, that's a school that was changing things over. They had a president who was going to, he was all about, we're not going woke. Sadly, he got a brain cancer and passed away. But he was one of the guys that was really changing things at the University of Chicago. Bob, I forget his last name. But most of these places, they're not changing. They're not going to change. The money's coming whether we like it or not. They're going to get paid. The government's going to give them their money. Who do you think's been funding all this nonsense? All these crazy ideas get started at some leftist college or university that we're supposed to revere. Maybe they were revered in the past, but there's nothing to revere about them now. They teach hate. And I don't know how you can do that in this country, seriously.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
This hot topic on talk radio,
this is a critical thing. I really do want to see them debate, but I don't think Biden's statement today was the last word on this subject. In fact, I would imagine that there may be some people within his campaign who were cringing that he gave that answer because they weren't quite ready for that. Look, as Spencer said, I just don't think Biden is with it. And I think the reason for that, I can assess, is because look how many things need to be choreographed for him. Everything about his existence in public is handled, including today this report from Axios that he's surrounded by White House aides as he walks from the White House to Marine One in order to block the camera's vision of how frail he is. Mm-hmm. He's even reading notes off the teleprompter indicating that he's supposed to pause for audience effect. He says pause when he's just supposed to read it. That's an issue, and it's going to be a big problem in a debate against a guy who's clearly able to handle the stresses of an immense day, including at a courtroom, all day, every day.
Man, Trump represents, too. Comes out of court, like the other day he came out of court, had two cases in New York, says, hey, we're going to have a rally in the Bronx. We might have one in Madison Square Garden. You know, you'll see me soon. Check back in within an hour or so. I mean, it was so boss. It was fun to watch. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Spectator wrote an article that Trump really wanted to have fun with this. He could tell the world that he's narrowed it down to two or three choices, and he wants each of them to get out on the campaign trail to see how they do before he makes a final pick within a week or two. Because what they're saying is, generally speaking, Trump would wait until the convention and make his VP pick. I don't know when that pick gets made. I don't think there's a good or bad time necessarily, but there is convention. And now what this guy was saying in The Spectator, and the reason why I focus on that, was it is interesting what the VP could be doing. The right VP could really be Trump's surrogate out there. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, make it a sweepstakes. Make the VP choice for Donald Trump something that people are fixated on every day, and do it with multiple VPs. Let them each go out there and fight for it. Who would you want to fight for it? Man, Kristi Noem, she mentioned about shooting a dog, and I talked about it the other day. And it was in a book. She wrote that, you know, she had to kill a dog early on because the dog was snipping at people. And she didn't want her friends or whatever to get bitten. So they put the dog down. And it's reasonable. But it was all over the news. But anyway, would you want to see Kristi Noem? What if Donald Trump said, I'm going to do a 5 VP sweepstakes. They're going to go out to different events, hold rallies, and we'll figure it out. And for the record, all of them will be part of my administration if they want to be. And he picked them out. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? Talk about a reality show. Wouldn't that be cool? Who could draw the biggest group? Who, you know, and each of them would around the country in battleground states. And maybe Trump would simulcast in from wherever the court. He'd go out in the lobby and say, hey, guys, hope you're enjoying Marco Rubio or Vivek Ramaswamy or so-and-so. And he just let all of them go at it. I don't know who would be in the sweepstakes. I know guys like that I brought up are Josh Hawley. Holly's not been a true Trump believer, but I think Rand Paul. Wouldn't Rand Paul be a great VP? I think Rand Paul would be spectacular. Senator that has his act together, that knows it, was against COVID and Fauci the whole time. And a guy, Rand Paul would take over and know what he's talking about. I don't think he's going to be on Trump's short list, but and in full disclosure, I know Rand Paul personally. And I just think he would be an unbelievably good guy to put in. Selfless, like his father. He says, we and the competitors could have an enormous amount of fun with this sort of a horse race. The common political wisdom is that a vice president can't help the presidential candidate, only hurt him. This year, the VP pick could make a critical difference. I disagree in one respect, and you guys have heard me talk about it. Nobody cares who Trump's VP is, in the sense, pure sense. I'm voting for Trump. I'm not voting for the ticket. Now, here's the deal. Trump can pick the right person that will make me even more solid on the ticket. That's a fact. But I'm voting for the ticket. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to influence voters, but I think it'll influence the way they think about it going forward. And here's what I think that pick has to encompass. It has to encompass, where does the Republican Party go post-Trump? That's what you're looking for. He goes on, he says, the selectee or two or three competing for the job would be able to go out and do what Trump can't do now. They could and should campaign with a hard-nosed edge. Inflation, the border crisis, Biden-created crime, national security are all disasters of different severities because of Biden's policies. The media would try to ignore the Veep runoff, but coverage will be had and it will spread because Biden and Harris are so unpopular. What do you think? I like the idea. I don't think it should be two or three, though. I think it should be who wants the job? And you let them do it and then let them go out and do the thing. Look, as a politician, are you kidding? You get to ride on the coattails of Donald Trump officially saying, I'm in the race? Holy cow, man, that's a coup. Even if you don't get picked and you're running and well, Kevin, you didn't get picked. Well, you know what? It was an honor to be nominated. Isn't that what they say? An honor. And what could they do? I mean, they go on. He says this: the Veep competitors could go on to the border, visit Border Patrol people, see thousands of illegals coming across the Rio Grande. They can say what everyone thinks, that illegals shouldn't be let in and it's Biden's fault and that they are. They could say the obvious truth, that a nation that doesn't enforce its borders isn't a nation. They could make it a monthly event and make speeches every time they go there. I mean, you could make one of them do the border, one of them do the outcome of the border, one of them do crime in big cities, whatever. He goes on and says, inflation would be an easy campaign topic because every American feels it. They said they could talk about Biden's radical, reckless spending, his forced inflation on us. They could say that he's old and slow and incoherent, that he's disobeying a Supreme Court ruling, that he has no authority to forgive student loans and all that. Yes, it could be an issues battle, but I think it would be more of a character thing. You just have to have people of good character. Calling Joe Biden what he is, a crook, a skank. How dare they call him a skank, Kevin Jackson? It says, and while they're at it, they can condemn the student riots at colleges such as Columbia, where Jewish students have to hide from pro-terrorist protesters. They should praise colleges that don't put up with this crap from their students or employees. It says, at the same time, they can reiterate Trump's strong support for Israel. Again, issues-based, but that's not the thing. The big issue would be people fighting to be Donald Trump's VP. See, they're parading Mike Pence around like, look at Mike Pence, the little rhino puppet. By the way, when Pence goes on a TV show, they get no bump whatsoever. Zero. Nobody cares about Mike Pence. But I like it. I like the idea of a runoff for the VP. I think it would be one of the best reality shows. And Trump could even do it like, I wouldn't be as harsh as the Apprentice, the VP Apprentice, where you're fired. I wouldn't do that, but it would be like that. Like, well, you know, you didn't make it, but you're going to be in the cabinet, and they move on, and he goes next to next to next. It would be a fun reality show. It's a serious topic, and you know, certainly shouldn't be treated willy nilly. But and then the other thing is, he should just say, these are people that I'm going, these are the people that represent America. These are the people that I want going out for me. So we're going to hold rallies and in these different cities. And these are the people I've selected. I think a lot of people would come out to see Josh Hawley or Kristi Noem or Rand Paul or whatever, if with Trump's endorsement. And certainly if they're on the VP slate, I think that this would go well. I'm curious what you think. Give me a call, 844-551-8255, and let me know. Or send me a message any way you can, Facebook, Twitter. I'd be curious to know your thoughts. I know there's cons, right? But would you have some butthurt people that didn't make it and they're vindictive over Trump? I don't think that's a big con, but it's a possibility.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.